With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Flying H-2A guest workers from Mexico and Central America is catching on. WAFLA has been busing workers from Mexico for 6 years, but is currently working to ramp up the number of flights while keeping it affordable.
We've got a grant going with the country of Guatemala to help subsidize the transportation because there is a transportation difference, the difference in cost. So it ends up actually being no cost differential at all to the farmer. As a matter of fact, this year we're able to have them a few dollars cheaper from Guatemala and El Salvador than Mexico because of some of the subsidies we've gotten.
WAFLA Director Dan Fazio says they've been working with different airlines to find the best options for both the workers and the employers.
We've got arrangements with Alaska, Aeromexico, Volaris, and maybe one other that our transportation coordinator is trying to negotiate right now. What we do is we're flying blocks of seats without names on them, and then we fill in the names. And so that's a major hurdle that we had to get over, that know that we're going to have X number of workers on, let's say, May 15th, and we want to get the best rates by booking in advance. But we're not 100% sure of the name of the worker, so they've allowed us to do that.
Fazio says they brought over 10,000 workers up from Mexico last year and expect to reach 12,000 this year, with less than half coming to Washington by air.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.